is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The FBI now says the New Orleans truck attacker acted alone. Army veteran Shamsou Dinjabar had also planted two explosive devices on Bourbon Street and had remote detonators for them, but they didn't go off. Zach Colgan lost his cousin Matthew in the attack.
It was a terrorist attack. That's what we still haven't really wrapped our minds around that. A terrorist attack took our Matthew away.
New Orleans returned to normal this afternoon. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
The confidence is there to reopen Bourbon Street.
And the Sugar Bowl got underway without a hitch at the Superdome. There was a moment of silence for the victims before the game. Louisiana Congressman Troy Carter says New Orleans is safe.
No police department has more experience in managing large-scale events than the New Orleans Police Department. Super Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Mardi Gras.
The city hosts the Super Bowl next month. CBS's Katie Weiss has more on the investigation into the truck attack.
Investigators called the actions of Shamsou Dinjabar an act of terror, saying the U.S. citizen and Army veteran proclaimed his support for ISIS in several videos he posted shortly before the attack.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers.
That's the FBI's Christopher Rea. Investigators have found no connection between the New Orleans attack and the Cybertruck explosion at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Sheriff Kevin McMahill says police are awaiting DNA test results, but they believe the man found dead in that truck was an active duty special forces sergeant.
We also discovered through the coroner's office that the individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle.
The sheriff called the explosive rudimentary. The soldier who likely died was highly decorated. He had received 5 Bronze Stars. When the new Congress convenes tomorrow, one of the first orders of business will be to elect a House Speaker. Daily Beast reporter Julie Grace Brufke says Speaker Mike Johnson's reelection is nowhere near a slam dunk.
He's definitely trying to work the room and hoping to get there tomorrow morning to avoid that chaos. And part of his message there has definitely been, without a speaker, we're delaying our agenda and being able to potentially delaying some of these inaugural things that Trump wants to get done. So that's kind of a big selling point.
It was the first day of trading for 2025 on Wall Street, and the street began the new year in the red. The Dow lost 151 points. The S&P shed 13. The NASDAQ was down 30. The S&P and NASDAQ are both on 5-session losing streaks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
There's new research on the lifespan of one of the ocean's largest creatures. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
There she blows, Moby Dick, the giant sperm whale immortalized by novelist Herman Melville in the novel by that name. Now researchers say some of the sperm whales swimming in our oceans today may have been born before the book appeared in 1851. They've revised upward the potential life expectancy of the species, the whale one in the novel. In real life, though, most sperm whales are dead by the age of 37, killed by us humans. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Tesla has posted its first ever annual sales drop. The company sold 1.8 million vehicles in 2024, down 1% from the previous year. In 2023, sales had jumped 37% from 2022. Analysts blame increased competition for EVs and slowing demand, though Tesla is still the world's largest EV maker, edging out its Chinese rival BYD. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, highs into the low 20s and a little breezy. The weekend looks like low to mid-20s, more sun than clouds, maybe some flurries Sunday night, Monday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
You know, when you count up all the different versions of that song ever recorded, from the Muzak versions to symphonic versions to cover versions, that's the most recorded song in music history. The Beatles on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Chris Morrow just after 7 o'clock. It's that time of the season where things freeze. Like your tongue freezes to your lips. It's going to be in the teens overnight tonight.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy. Who's
your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken us
any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Like me, has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits on WRJN. Fringe at night just ahead. Temperatures in the teens. Wind chills around zero. It's 19 now at Radio Park.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
I'd like to know where you got the notion.
the old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Hits on WRJN. We got to get out of this place. The Animals with Eric Burden and Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we roll on through Thursday night together. It's fun knowing people are listening to WRJN all over the country. Talk to my bud Skip, who's living in the Villages down in Florida now. So many people have found their winter homes down there. But Skip and his wife Tracy are listening via the stream tonight. Appreciate that. They're wishing us warmth as they enjoy being on the lanai with the door open tonight, and we're looking at temperatures in the teens. But glad you're listening. Anywhere you go, you can find us online at WRJN.com or use the Civic Media app. We're everywhere you want to be on WRJN. Hey, Skip.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La, 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 la.
The
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
We brought it back for you. Yep, the local news you've depended on for 98 years. Now the timeless hits, too. It's Mitch Ryder, WRJN.
Everybody's eye. I got to be nervous. I can't say hi. Not too skinny.
she's not too bad. She's a real rum singer and I like them like that. Devil with a cigarette.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Child is white, the whole world looks upon us.
like I said earlier, it's going to be a cold three-dog night tonight. Back in the day when the people living in igloos up in the Arctic Circle in Alaska had a cold night coming, they got all the dogs rounded up inside the igloo or wherever they were staying and tried to curl up with as many as they could. Cold nights meant they needed three dogs to stay warm. Three-dog night with Black and White. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Gary Lewis.
Sweet Caroline,
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, after taking the holidays off, our WRJN newsletter will be back next Thursday. Look for that to be delivered into your inbox to get on the mailing list. Simply sign up online at WRJN.com. Click on the newsletter to get it.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Left for you. No time left for you.
smile. You know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Johnny Rivers, Chris Morrow, glad you're here. Thursday night, Sunday, Packers are back on the air against the Bears. Pre-game at 10 o'clock. Kickoff at noon from Lambeau Field. You know, this is, I've been a lifelong Packer fan, but I know I got to be careful around here because Bears fans have been infiltrating north of the state line for many decades now. So I know there's Bears fans there too. And I do have to say, I have some sympathy for Bears fans. I want the Packers to smash them this weekend, but the way that season played out after the first 4 or 5 weeks, just heartbreaking. So I was a Packer fan in the 70s too, so I know what that's like. Bears fans, hang in there. Remember Detroit, they sucked pretty bad for a long time. Look at them now. So Bears, maybe somewhere down the road. Nonetheless, our game will be on at 10 o'clock for the pregame, 12 noon for the kickoff. Brought to you locally by the Corner House on the Lake, where you can always buy gift cards. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. And by Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
much so late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, where Don Rosen's morning show tomorrow features Mike Clemens talking about the upcoming Packer game and the weekend sports. And, of course, movies. Don's a big movie fan. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters joins him to talk about movie news and the new movie releases. It's all tomorrow morning, part of the Don Rosen morning show, 6 until 9 here on WRJN. One of my favorite Motown stars, always has been, always will be, Smokey Robinson. Here he is with the Miracles, their version of Tracks of My Tears.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two. Take
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal investigators say the man who plowed his car into a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing at least 14 New Year's revelers before he was killed, was an Army veteran who joined ISIS over the summer. CBS's Tony DeCoppo.
The FBI calling the attack here premeditated and evil. And while the investigation continues, authorities say they are now confident that the attacker acted alone. They also say new evidence, including video posted to social media, shows that Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar was, quote, 100% inspired by ISIS.
FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rayo with more on those videos.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers.
President Biden says investigators have found no link between the New Orleans attack and the explosion of a cyber truck in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill identifies the man who died in yesterday's explosion as Matthew Livelsberger, an active duty U.S. Army soldier and member of its elite Green Berets.
We tracked his movements from Colorado to Las Vegas, and in a number of the photographs that we were able to determine, he was the individual that was driving the vehicle.
Seven others near the vehicle suffered minor injuries. The motive still under investigation. In Southern California, police now say two people are dead and 18 injured after a small plane crashed into a building in Fullerton. Monday marks 4 years since the 20. 20-